From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, a national conference organized by the United Nations has been extended by one day. More than 1,100 delegates are meeting in Baghdad to appoint a legislative assembly which will organize future national elections. However, the conference is focused on the two-week-long conflict in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf, where a Shiite militia has fortified itself against U.S. and Iraqi government forces. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Insurgent mortar shells came dangerously close to disrupting what was supposed to be the final day of the Iraqi National Conference. Contracted security guards from Nepal chattered through their radios moments after a mortar shell slammed into the pavement less than 100 yards from the building where Iraqi delegates were gathered. Across the River Tigris, another mortar shell exploded on Baghdad's busy Rashid Street, killing and injuring dozens of Iraqi civilians. Meanwhile, throngs of delegates continued to mingle in the halls of the conference center, oblivious to the threat outside. The top priority here was rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's two-week war with U.S. and Iraqi government forces. The conflict has spread from Najaf to Baghdad and other cities across southern Iraq. Today, eight conference delegates left here on board a U.S. military helicopter to try to meet with Sadr in Najaf. Before taking off, Dr. Raja Kuzai said she hoped she and the rest of the negotiating team would succeed in bringing a peaceful end to the crisis.
Well, negotiation is the best solve for every problem. You can never get any peace from violence. So let us negotiate first, and we'll see.
Fighting continued in Najaf today, following the collapse of truce talks last weekend between Sadr and the Iraqi interim government. The conference's first resolution urged Sadr's militia to abandon a holy shrine in central Najaf and become a peaceful political party. In exchange, the assembly promised immunity to Sadr and his fighters. UN advisor Ibrahim Nawar said this initiative has gone a long way towards converting the assembly's skeptics.
By giving the Iraqi people a voice to say something about crisis in Najaf and the Iraqi delegation to go there in order to mediate or to find a solution, I think this is giving the conference a role and giving it more credibility.
Unexpectedly, Ali al-Yassiri, a member of Sadr's organization, made an appearance on the sidelines of today's meeting.
Sadr refused to participate in this conference, but he hopes the democratic political process will be a success. I am here to meet with the Iraqi leaders and international organizations to cooperate and serve the Iraqi people.
It wasn't until sunset that delegates launched into a heated debate on the floor of the conference auditorium over how to elect an interim council. Organizers decided to postpone the council's election until tomorrow. UN officials say the council will be a 100-person interim legislative body designed to offer checks and balances to the U.S.-backed government of Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. Sadr and other Iraqi insurgents have denounced Alawi as a U.S. puppet. Public opinion also seems to be divided over this conference. At this barbershop in central Baghdad, customer Yasser al-Badri called the assembly a waste of time. I'm fed up with talking and false promises, he said. The government hasn't done a thing. All we see is chaos. Badri's barber, Mansour Hussein, did not agree. This conference represents all of the Iraqi people, he said. It represents a solution for the Iraqi problem. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.